This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. RTD has changed its hiring practices after settling a lawsuit alleging discrimination against African American applicants. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Shanita Taylor applied to be a bus driver for RTD and one of its contractors a few years ago. Her application was denied because of points on her driving record for violations like unsafe headlights. Her lawyers argued she got those points only because she's black. Taylor, RTD, and the contractor have since settled out of court. And RTD now says, rather than immediately rejecting some applicants, it'll do individual reviews to determine if they're suitable for the job. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A teen who ran away from Denver in 1983 has been identified as the youngest known victim of the Green River Killer, a prolific serial killer in Washington state. The remains of 14-year-old Wendy Stevens were found near a baseball field 37 years ago. Gary Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, has pleaded guilty to murdering 49 women and girls in the 1980s. Researchers at the DNA Doe Project helped with the identification. The project uses publicly available DNA databases to locate relatives of unknown crime victims. Right now, it is 16 degrees with light snow in Colorado Springs. There is a winter weather advisory ongoing through this evening. The high today, 20 degrees. The low today will be 6 degrees, similar in Denver. This is CPR News.